expecting? Steve McQueen?
What is the big idea?
I just came by to ask you to take a ride on my new bike. Isn't it the end?
No, but you are.
Do you realize it's 3 a.m? Sure, that's the ideal time to get out on the road and open her up.
It's also the ideal time to sleep.
Well, you're going to get huffy about it.
Nice seeing you, Serena. Sorry you have to rush off.
Who said I was leaving?
Who said you were staying?
You're not being very gracious.
Compared to the way I feel, she is.
Just for that, I'm going to stay for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Dull as that will be.
Oh, no, you won't.
Sweetheart, why don't you go back to bed and let me have...
No, let me. Serena, it just so happens we're having a dinner party tonight for a very important client. And our plans don't include you.
You'd be bored to tears.
I can always provide my own entertainment, you know.
I know, that's why you're not invited.
Not that you're not welcome.
Good night, Serena. See you around.
Yeah, around dinner time, that is.
Wait a minute.
Well, guess who's coming to dinner?
Sam.
And no sign of Serena yet.
Let's keep our fingers crossed. Maybe she'll forget about it.
Yeah, and maybe Macy's will tell Gimbel's.
That's a good china.
It's the only china.
Oh, yes, of course. The flowers look nice, Sam. They're daisies. Didn't they have roses?
Darren, you're acting as if the Queen of England is coming for dinner.
Believe me, the Queen of England is a lot more democratic than Cleo Benita, and not as rich. You've heard of the Seven Hills of Rome? She owns 3 of them.
Oh, well, I guess it pays to be a little old winemaker.
Vino Veneta, the true gold of Rome.
Hey, that's a good slogan. Is it yours?
Yeah. I hope Cleo agrees with you. She's tough to please. They're here. Did you fill the ice bucket? What about the canopies?
Darren, will you please relax?
Come on. Come on.
Oh, my.
Smile.
Hi, kids.
Hi,
I hope we're not late.
Hi,
come
Samantha.
Come in,
Darren.
Samantha, may I present Cleo Benita?
Darling. Naughty boy. Did you not promise to take me to lunch, eh? And yet you never call.
Well, I...
And this is the dear little wife of whom you have spoken. Tell me. Tell me.
May I take your coat?
Ah, si, grazie.
Oh, my, what beautiful chinchilla.
Oh, yes, but it is becoming so popular, I think I must give it away.
It's a shame you can't give it back to the chinchillas.
What a dear little house you must show to me, Carolina.
Well, she certainly has style.
Oh, is that what you call it?
That's what I call it in mixed company.
Oh, I love what you have done to your house. It is so intima, cozy, so incantevole. And jumping.
Well, we find it comoda. Comfortable.
Hey, what does a guy have to do to get a drink around here?
Oh, sorry. What'll you have? The usual?
That's right. Vino Veneta. My favorite.
How about you, Louise?
Oh,
she'll have the same, won't you, dear? Cleo?
For me, a martini, very dry. And when you stir it, don't use a spoon. The metal spoils the taste. Just use your so charming little finger.
Say, isn't that interesting? You know, on second thought, I think I'll try a martini without a spoon.
Me too.
Excuse me? I'll be right back.
I'll help you, sweetheart. Scusi.
Won't you sit down?
Wow. She's got to be kidding.
Now, honey, just keep remembering we need her goodwill.
What a snob. Caro mio, when you stir my martini, use only your so charming little finger. Personally, I think she should see a plastic surgeon.
What for?
To have her nose lowered.
Cleo, I don't know whether I've told you this, but I get more personal satisfaction out of working on the Vino Benita account than any of the others. I mentioned it to my wife just the other day. Isn't that right, dear?
Oh, yes. We serve it all the time.
Speaking of that, you old gray fox, what have you been doing to earn all the money I pay you,
Cleo, I don't know where to begin. You did receive the copy on the 12 ads we're running in Connoisseur magazine.
See, si, last month. And what about that slogan you promised me, the one you said that would capture the imagination and sweep the country.
We've got a little surprise for you. We've come up with a beaut.
Really? What is it?
I'd rather let Darren spring it. Tell you about it.
At least we have one thing to be thankful for.
Huh?
Serena hasn't shown up.
I don't know why you're so worried about her. Compared to that Italian vulture, Serena's chicken delight. Sweetheart, take the drinks out. I want to check the squab.
But don't you...
No, hurry, hurry. Our guest must be dying of thirst.
Well, I'm glad to know I'm not late for dinner.
Well, you know how fond I am of you.
But?
Well, it's just that it's a very complicated evening. You're perfectly welcome to stay, as long as you keep out of sight.
Gee, I didn't know you were that fond of me.
Go ahead. Tell her the slogan we came up with.
Now? Wouldn't it be more appropriate after a drink? Or two? Why mix drinking and pleasure? I mean...
Don't be so modest, carissimo. I insist on hearing you.
Okay. Picture a scene. Something like this one. Men and women. Well-groomed. Beautiful. They lift their glasses in a toast. And they say, Vino Venita! The true gold of Rome.
Well, so much for our number two choice. Now give her number one.
That one's not quite ready yet, Larry.
But he'll come up with it, and it'll be a Lulu.
Oh, you don't have to sell me on this charming man. He's an absolute genius, I know. And someday, I'm going to steal him from your organization.
If you don't watch out, cousin, she's going to steal him from your organization. That's ridiculous.
I think.
Rio de Janeiro was meraviglioso. Marvelous. Molto divertente. Diverting, especially the Brazilian men.
Oh, I'm surprised to hear you say that. Everyone says the Italian men are so attractive.
Oh, to this I say ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Me too.
To me, the most charming, the most handsome are your American men.
Well, that may be, but just remember they're our American men. Just a little joke.
An American joke. It loses something in the translation.
Yes. Would anyone care for some more dessert? Signorina, you haven't even touched yours.
Oh, I do not dare always. I must watch my weight.
Is that right? You know, personally, I think you have a terrific figure.
For a woman your age. Naturally, what I meant was, no one would ever dream that you had a problem with weight.
Oh, damn. You do not know how lucky you are. You do not have to fight the calories.
Oh, I pretty much eat what I want.
Well, that is right. When you are married, you can let yourself go to pieces, no?
I say, let's adjourn to the living room.
I'm dying to see that funny little house you have in the garden. Will you show it to me?
The gazebo? Well, sure.
You don't mind if I bow your husband for a while, do you?
Of course not. As long as you remember where you got the loan.
Your wife has quite a sense of humor, hasn't she?
Oh, yes. That's what keeps me going.
We'll be laughing all the way to the bankruptcy.
Samantha.
No, Louise. You go keep Larry company. I'll be in a minute.
All right.
Serena, one of these days you're going to go too far, and I hope you stay there. Well, someone had to uphold the family honor.
And if I were you, I'd pop out to the patio and keep an eye on Madame Flutterby.
Serena, can't you understand? She's no threat to me. But you're another matter.
Come, Bella. Reminds me so much of my own garden and my estate just outside of Napoli.
That's nice.
You know, it is surrounded by a gigantic forest. They say it is populated by fate, what you call elves.
No, don't tell me a sophisticated woman like you believes in elves.
Well, fate is so similar to our word for fate. Surely you believe in that, huh?
Fate? Oh, yes. That's what I'm worried about right now. My fate.
Oh, but
Cleo, please. Something might come out here. Like my wife.
I see, your wife. I admire so much the loyalty and the marriage. Oh, my. The Americani are so provinciale. Provincial. Why is it that you do not find me attractive?
Oh, no, I find you very attractive. Attractive. Please.
I'm beginning to think you do not want my account any longer. Maybe I should look for another agency, eh?
Cleo, don't be silly. We love your account.
How much do you love it?
Mucho.
Then show it.
How?
Come to Rome with me.
What for? Don't answer that.
Well, you know, we could visit the Veneta Vineyards, and it would inspire you to write the correct slogan.
Now, wait a minute, Cleo. Be sensible. I don't have to go to Rome to think up a good slogan.
Apparently you do.
Okay. So you didn't care for what I came up with. I can come up with another.
And then you'd better come up with it by domani, tomorrow. Because I have just decided after the meeting I am leaving. If you think you can find a suitable slogan, bene. Okay. If not, you can say arrivederci to my account.
What?
Or you can come back to Rome with me. Now, what do you say?
Leo, I have something to tell you. I am very much in love with my wife, and my wife is very much in love with me.
How nice. Kiss me.
I'll be right back. I think I need another glass of Veneta wine.
I'll come with you, Carlo.
No, you don't. No one is going to make a monkey out of my cousin. In fact, I think my cousin's cousin is going to make a monkey out of you.
What do you mean? Just when I said I went off the Veneta account.
Why?
That woman is something else. She wants me to go to Rome with her.
No.
Yes.
You lucky dog.
She says if I come up with a slogan she likes before she leaves, okay. If not, either I go with her or we lose the account. Did you ever hear of such high-handed tactics?
Never. Is your passport in good order?
Larry, I'm not going to Rome.
Let me put it this way. If we get knocked out of the ball game, you're benched. Permanently.
That's pretty narrow-minded. If you...
Hi, Sam.
Louise is checking with the babysitter to see if she can stay later.
Good.
Fine.
Anything wrong?
No. Larry and I were just discussing baseball.
I was just observing how short-lived a player's life can be.
Where's Miss Vanita?
I left her on the patio.
Alone? Darren, where are your manners? Excuse me. Serena, what are you doing out here? Good deeds for you, Coz.
Look, Larry, maybe I can come up with a slogan that'll make her happy by the time we meet tomorrow.
You'd better. Or it's Arrivederci America, hello Roma.
Here's Miss Vanita. Right up there. What? You didn't! You did! Serena, you change her back right now.
Before you flip your gourd, Coz, let me tell you what she did.
Are you out of your mind? I don't care what she did. You change her back.
You don't care if she takes Darren to Rome.
Serena, I am going to count to three, and then I... Rome?
Ma'am? Honey?
Serena?
Sam, Larry and Louise want
to... Hey! Where did this come from?
Must have climbed over the wall, I guess. Probably belongs to a neighbor.
It sure is an affectionate little thing, isn't it?
She. There's something I have to tell you.
Can it wait? Larry and Louise have to go.
Oh? Well, yeah. What I want to tell you is...
We're ready to go. Have you seen Cleo?
Well, she had a terrible headache, and so I told her to lie down in the den. Darren will drive her home.
Oh, that's too bad.
Where did you get the monkey?
She must have come over the fence. I'll take her.
Kind of vicious, isn't it?
Good boy.
What are you talking about?
That headache routine. Very clever. And when you take her home, why, you can mend your bridges, right?
Larry!
I knew you wouldn't let me down.
Well, good night, Samantha.
Good night, Louise.
And tell Cleo we're sorry about her headache. Oh, we'll see ourselves.
Good night, Larry.
When did Cleo go into the den? I didn't see her.
Well, to tell you the truth, Darren, she, kind of left.
I'm not surprised. She was a little upset. I guess I said something to offend her.
It sounds like he's trying to tell us something.
She. Sweetheart, I think you ought to tie her up on the patio until morning.
Okay. Come on there, you cute little thing. We'll make you comfortable outside, and first thing tomorrow, we'll find out who you belong to. Come on.
Oh, what?
Is that you?
I'd put it another way. Okay, out.
Sam, you hurt her feelings.
If she doesn't get out of there right now, I'm going to hurt more than her feelings.
I'm surprised at you.
Come on. Upsy-daisy.
There, you see? You just have to know how to talk to her.
Maybe we ought to let her stay right here.
Nothing doing. I mean, she'll just keep chattering all night.
Eventually, she'll settle down and go to sleep.
No, she won't.
It'll calm her down.
It'll keep me awake.
Don't be silly. As a matter of fact, I can make a nice little bed for her right here in one of these drawers.
Don't you dare. I don't want her in this room. I don't even want her in this house. So please, get her out of here.
Jack, what is the matter with you? I've never heard you carry on like this. Is there something you're not telling me? Where did that monkey come from?
You invited her.
What?
Darren. That's not a monkey.
It's not.
No. That lovable little creature is Miss Vanita.
You're joking.
No.
You took a live client and turned her into a monkey?
No.
You are joking.
No.
You're trying to drive me out of my mind?
I mean that, that is Miss Vanita, but I didn't do it. Serena did it. But you see, she thought Cleo was, in her own words, making a monkey out of me, so she decided to make a monkey out of her. You must admit it does show imagination.
Sam! That little minx, when I get my hands on her, I'll...
What?
Change her back. And then get out of my life forever.
Darren.
Did you hear me?
I heard the last part. And I'll be happy to cooperate. See you around, cuz. Darren. Forgive me, but that was a dumb thing to say.
What did I say? Serena, come back.
It's no use. You insulted her. You told her to stay out of your life.
But I was only joking. In a way.
The way you were joking, I'm afraid she took you seriously. And she's the only one who can change Miss Vanita back.
Serena, after all these years, this is no time to start taking me seriously.
I've sent emergency calls out everywhere. No response. Serena's just being stubborn.
Sam, what are we going to do? That monkey has to be at a meeting at 11 o'clock tomorrow.
Well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to bed. And if you were smart, you'd do the same thing.
Go to bed? And sleep? How? How do I do that with this monkey on my mind?
Better than having a monkey on your back. We'll just have to wait until Serena cools off. If she ever does. Let's just hope she comes back someday.
Someday? If I don't bring her a suitable slogan by 11 o'clock tomorrow, we're going to get fired off this account.
Darren, that's silly. How can a monkey fire you?
It's all right. I'm just going out of my mind.
You'll feel better after you've had some sleep.
I seriously doubt it, but I might as well try.
What are you doing?
I'm getting undressed.
Not in front of her, you're not. I am going to take Miss Vanita downstairs and tie her up on the patio. Silencio. That's better.
Se disgustante, ma se tollerabile in questa forma.
Don't miss part two of Cousin Serena Strikes Again next week.